cattle futures kept holding their own on Thursday. Beef and coal storage continues less year over year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 27th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon as cattle futures continued to mostly grind higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 17 cents higher, except for an average of a dime lower at either end of the board. Except 7 cents lower in expiring spot September, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm on select and lower on choice, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.12 lower Thursday afternoon at $213.51 a hundredweight. Select was 56 cents higher at $190.39. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed fractionally mixed to a penny higher. Feeder cattle traded mostly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current, while calves traded mainly mixed to lower. For instance, feeder steers sold $2 to $3 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 6,286 head. The exception was a dollar lower for steers weighing 800 pounds. Feeder heifers sold steady to a dollar higher, except for a dollar lower at 750 pounds. Steer calves sold steady, except for $3 lower at 600 to 700 pounds, but heifer calves traded $2 to $4 lower. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, feeder steers sold $2 to $3 higher, while feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold unevenly steady, but $5 to $6 higher at 800 to 850 pounds. Steer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, but heifer calves sold with a lower undertone. There were 3,351 head on offer. Feeder steers sold steady to $4 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 1,797 head. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 850 traded $1 to $4 higher and steady at 851 to 1,000 pounds. Feeder steers weighing 850 to 950 sold $1 to $6 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, $7 higher at 9.5 to 1,000 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold steady, and then $3 higher at 900 to 950 pounds. There are 1,654 head. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, lightweight steers sold steady to $3 higher at Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa with 1,567 head on hand. Steers weighing 700 to 800 sold steady to $7 higher. Heifers weighing 750 pounds sold $3 higher. Also compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold $10 higher at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $8 higher, $10 higher at 800 to 850 pounds, $6 higher at 850 to 900 pounds, and $4 higher at 900 to 950 pounds. There are 1,557 head. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,411 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower on Thursday, riding a similar seesaw from earlier in the week with the ebb and flow of trade talks with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 79 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 46 points. Beef supplies and cold storage continue less year over year. Total pounds of beef in freezers as of August 31st were 4% more than the previous month, but 6% less than the same time last year, according to the most recent USDA cold storage report. Frozen pork supplies were down 1% from the previous month, but were up 4% from last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were up 1% from the previous month, but down 1% from last year. Total frozen poultry supplies were 4% more than the previous month, but 5% less than a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 27th of September. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.